after the first hour that this was live, I'm not even competing at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, an update is coming today in Marvel Strike Force, or is it? Should you start saving and hoarding all of your gold again? And Crucible replays are back, but is that a good thing? We're discussing all of these things and more in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. This week, I am joined by my brother, Purple Sticky. And if you're ready for it, brother Purple, let them know what to do.
Let's go smash it.
And yes, welcome back to the Valley Flying Channel. I am Valley Flying. This is Purple Sticky, and this is your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. We do this every week, keeping you up to date on all the latest in Marvel Strike Force. And if you haven't already subscribed yet, hit that subscribe button for more great Marvel Strike Force content. At least 5 Marvel Strike Force videos per week on this channel. Question and answer videos, mailbag videos, gameplay videos, news videos, everything to help your experience in Marvel Strike Force. But without further ado, Purple Sticky, how are you doing? How are you enjoying Marvel Strike Force this week?
I'm doing good, man. Life's good. Thank you for having me, brother.
I'm glad you're back. It has been a while, and I think this is the first time I have done a video with you since you've had your new baby. So congratulations.
Thank you.
How's sleeping treating you?
She's been, knock on wood, she's been relatively good.
Nice.
Some nights are better than others, but she's a sweetheart. It is our first, so I'm getting used to that dad life, but feeling very blessed and, you know, glad to be back, man.
You should be. You are very blessed, my friend. But I'm wondering what is going to happen with this update today. We've had a few different times communicated. So the first one was communicated earlier today, 10:48 reminder, making this today, 9:30 PM Pacific. Oh, this got updated and display and game should be back up in 15-30 minutes. Please plan accordingly. Then apologies. The previous announcement has been amended. The maintenance will start today at 9:30 PM, not AM. This one actually did say AM previously. It got edited. It says it right there. It's edited. And then the last one, the time started for game today, as maintenance correct, 9:30 PM. So it'll take place in a little over 12 hours from now. And that was posted a while ago. So just what do you think is going to happen in this update? Do you think there's going to be some major changes? Do you think it's actually going to be this 15 to 30 minutes that they're saying, or is it going to be 8 hours like the last 15 minute update that we had?
I'm going to say it's 2 hours. I think 15 to 30 minutes is super optimistic. I think the last massive downtime was probably a bit of a fluke, probably on the extreme side of things. I'm gonna say 2 hours, longer than they anticipated, but not quite, you know, a third of a day like the last time.
So you don't think they're fixed all their processes from the last time that they were having this minor update and they've got the process down now and they're just going to, it's going to go as smooth as they want it to go?
I mean, listen, what's our track record with Scopely? Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. You know, they've been working on their processes. They've been working on their processes for the last 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, listen, I expect to be better than last time. I'm sure there's going to be some lessons learned there. Maybe there were some things out of control a little bit, but I don't expect it to be 15, 30 minutes. I think it's going to be a little bit longer than that. But
yeah, you know, the good thing, though, about this one, if it is actually taking place at 9:30 Pacific time, I'm probably going to be sleeping by then. So I won't even notice if it's extended maintenance.
Right.
All right. We got some silhouettes, Purple Sticky. Now, I can't say too much about this because I do know who these characters are, but you were not at the Envoy Summit. What do you know about these characters? What are your guesses for these characters? Because I'm not sure how much you could say either, because there's been some things posted in the Envoy chat since. What are your guesses for these characters?
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I did sign an NDA, and I will honor that as a man of my word and signing a legally binding document.
I wish all the envoys were like you.
Hey, well, we can get a deal. All right,
guesses.
Here, you know, the rumors. Listen, I think ultimately, number one, Bamf on social media, right?
We know Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler's
been announced. It's been announced. Nightcrawler. They've already officially announced that. These other two, they have not, though. What are your guesses for this? Or if you know, don't say anything. But if you have guesses, then let me know your guesses.
I know what the community rumors are. Can I talk about what the community rumors are?
Sure, since they're out there in the community already. What are the community rumors for this?
Yeah, so the rumors that have been going on from the community are that the second one is Forge.
Okay.
The third one is Sunspot.
Okay.
The fourth one is some sort of symbiote, Spider-Gwen. I've heard the word Gwenom come up.
Okay.
We'll see about that. I think that one's an interesting one. And then I think I think the last one, I don't think it's any surprise based off of the artwork we've already seen, but the community rumor for that one also is the Symbiote Surfer. You know, who knows what this will be called. This is the Symbiote
Silver Surfer. Okay, cool.
That's the community rumor. So that's what people are saying. We'll see if the community is right about that.
All right. Well, I have no comment either way on any of those guesses or the community rumors. But if you guys want to leave your guesses and respond to the community rumors, let me know. Let me know in the comments. But let's talk about this event that's going on right now, because the community did get a little heated about this earlier this week, because we have a gold spending event going on right now, the Snowy Spectacle, where you could score points by spending Incursion campaign energy, which is a lot of campaign energy, and gold. A lot is that. Look at these leaderboards. Is that over a billion points? Jeez. Is that over a million or that's over a billion points?
That's over a billion. 1.4 billion.
And we still have 4 days. Points. We still have 4 days left in this purple stick.
These guys are playing a different game. We're not even playing the same game as though. It's a different world right here at the top of these leaderboards.
Whales are not going to get any diamonds for Apocalypse. Only Mega Krakens are going to get diamonds for Apocalypse.
Yeah.
All right. But because you have to spend gold in this, the community did get a little heated over this, and we look at this, what the last thing about hoarding events were, and I guess they didn't go back on this because it specifically mentioned gold and training orbs, and this was from June 30th, but what they say here is no more orb hoarding events. They don't specifically say resource or gold, though, so they didn't go back under this yet. We are doing our part to reduce the need for hoarding by removing certain event types. We've changed its July schedule to ensure no events rewarding opening gold orbs and training orbs. The team is also discussing the frequency, which will utilize leaderboard events. As an example, one leaderboard is planned for the July month-long meta item milestone event, along with two separate leaderboards. This is in contrast to 7 leaderboards in May. So there still are leaderboards. I think they have reduced the frequency because there was a lot back around this time the statement was made. But what was your thoughts when we saw that there was a gold spending event? I mean, this doesn't directly contradict what they said previously, but it does kind of feel bad. It's implied that we wouldn't get many hoarding events. So what was your thought on this?
So my initial thought, so I'm of two minds. So when I first found out about the event, right, while it doesn't, and there's another screenshot too where they talk about like this kind of the spirit of they want you to not feel bad about hoarding, so they want you to be able to open your gold orbs and yada yada.
And yeah, I was looking for that. I couldn't find that screenshot. Yeah,
there's a screenshot somewhere. I've seen it.
If we find it before this video goes up, it'll be on the screen. But if not, there was that screenshot.
We don't want people to feel like they can't open their gold in their training. They don't want people to feel like they can't open their orbs, essentially. Like, that's not a good feeling. That was the messaging of it. So they technically aren't wrong. They haven't contradicted themselves because it's not an orb opening event. Yeah. But what you're not saying, a quote, you know, practically a lie by omission, is like, yeah, go ahead and open those orbs. That's fine. You won't get points for those. Hope you don't spend the resources, though, because you might need those one day.
Oh, yeah. You can open as many orbs. Just don't use gold.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, my opinion on this is you can get into technicalities and wordsmithing and all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, I think there is a trust from the community and a general feeling. We thought this was a gesture of goodwill where like there is an understanding that people don't like this and it feels terrible. And I don't think the community in the back of their mind, which I feel like a lot of people now do in the back of their mind, are like, man, are they just going to do this again? How often are they going to do this? Right. Like they might say, use a word like this is a very rare thing or whatever. How rare? What does that mean? How is that defined? Am I going to feel like an idiot for spending my resources? And that's a terrible, terrible feeling.
You said you had two minds, though. So that was one. What is the other one?
My other mind is that when you actually look at this event, it doesn't matter. That's the reality of this event.
That's what I saw.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
When you look at that leaderboard and there's people up there with 1.4 billion. Listen, at the end of the day, that I think the only thing meaningful really comes from the top 1,000 as far as APOC diamonds go.
Yeah.
That is going to be so astronomically high with people buying the offers and competing and this being just an auction and a bidding war, Are your average Joe who's just trying to like hoard and make smart resource spends? It doesn't matter here at all. These people are snatching up every single milestone point offer, gold or everything. You're not playing the same game as them. So the reality within this event is it doesn't matter. But I also think that point almost doesn't matter, because to me, it's more about just trust in the community and faith in the community with Scopely. That like, dudes, we don't like this stuff. Stop doing it. Stop making us feel bad about spending our resources.
I think I'm more in the second line with you, because when I saw this here, the no more orb hoarding events, I'm like, oh, they're not committing to no more hoarding events. They're not committing to using gold resources, just opening gold orbs and training orbs. And that's a very minor thing. But like you said here, I didn't get too upset about this. Actually, Purple, you know what I did? I got excited. I'm like, oh yeah, I could get some. I got a lot of gold. I could get some stars for. I can get some diamonds for Apocalypse. And then after the first hour that this was live, I'm not even competing at all. There's people that
you're telling me there's a chance.
I'm not even going to be in this. So now what I'm more concerned about, can I get into this top 3% and at least get a diamond dawn orb? Even this 10%, get a half an orb. That would be great. But those diamonds for Apocalypse, they're not coming.
No.
But we did have a response from Archangel. Now, this was on the official Marvel Strike Force Discord. I think he posted something similar in the Envoy chat, but this is from the Discord. Gold spend is not a scoring input being used monthly like it was in the past. The game went almost 6 months without it being used in his event. It will be extremely rare to see it used. And this was an interesting point here about the 6 months as well, because since that statement on July, I don't think we've had a spending event like this. To answer your question, should we go back to just not spending gold unless there's an event calling for it? Because of the rare of these type of events, you shouldn't feel like you need to go back like at the beginning of the year where these events were frequent. No, now they are infrequent and they'll be called extremely rare. I spoke to the team today about this topic. Everyone aligned with this. I asked the general manager himself if I should call it a rare event, and he said, no, don't call it a rare event. You want to make it clear that these are types of event will be extremely rare. Did this change any of your thinking of that first mind at all, or did this do nothing for that first part?
I just like, what does extremely rare even mean? Why are they even? I just don't even understand why they're.
I don't know.
I don't even understand why they're in the game. Like, why make this a thing in the game? Like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't really care. Listen, the less these things come up, the better, as far as I'm concerned. That's cool. I think extremely rare is close enough to never that let's just go ahead and make this never and make everyone happy. And if your thing is like, hey, we want to give people a thing to spend their gold on, why don't they go ahead and make the daily golden opportunity milestone, not reward, as I like to call it, a pile of pocket lint and some chewed up bubble gum for milestone 21, spending 6 million gold. That's maybe the first thing they should focus on is not giving absolute garbage for last milestone.
They were giving golden costumes. What are you talking about? They enticed the gold spending event so much. Yeah, so if you spend 40 days of 10 million gold, you could get a gold costume for your stuff. Yeah. Isn't that incentive enough?
Super exciting.
I can tell you're super excited.
Super exciting. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, they're going to do what they want to do. It doesn't matter really what my opinion of it. I would love if these didn't exist at all. If they have to exist, I will take extremely rare. Sure. I wish extremely rare had any sort of definition tied to it whatsoever, because that's totally vague. There's no. And they love. I can't get into what goes on in the Envoy server, but they love going with the it's all about perspective kind of thing. And so this to you might mean this to someone else. I don't know what extremely rare means to them. If they want to run these every day, ideally, but they choose to just run them once a month, is that extremely rare? Maybe. I have no idea. This is totally undefined. Yeah. It's whatever. For me, I'm going to keep doing my normal stuff anyway. I'm not even going to worry about this.
I'm gonna do my normal stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna open my gold orbs when I need it. If I don't need it, I'm not opening it. And then I'm gonna look at these kind of events. If there's a way that I could get ahead in these events, then maybe. But if on like the first hour, I'm already out of the top 1,000, I'm not even gonna be able to get there through the whole event. And yeah, I'm just gonna go for this. I'm just gonna go for this meta item here. Yep. Maybe some more of these shards for Spider Slayer, but yeah, I'm not going to compete with the leaderboards. It's too much. Next thing that happened, we have a new month-long milestone. This one's a little different because this one has a store in the game right now, and that's there's some pretty good things in the store. What did you think of this when you saw the scoring for this, how this is laid out, some of the names of these, the Ice Extravaganza, Family Frost Gathering? What did you think of all this stuff when you saw this, the way it's done, and not a normal character release that we've had in most of these?
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. I don't particularly love like the month long character release things. It just, I feel like it takes so long.
What about like what they did with Sylvie? Like Sylvie had her event, right? People got the unlock, and then the following month they did her again. I kind of like that because that also had a store. That also had a store as well. So I think the Sylvie one was one of the better ones.
Yeah, and I generally really like the stores. I think the stores tend to be awesome. I just don't love having to wait 30 days to unlock a character. I just don't love that. Like,
I agree.
It's just like it takes the excitement out of the character. So either do something like the Sylvie thing or just, you know, detach them from the month long thing. But I'm digging the store thing. I think the store's awesome. There's some really cool characters in there. Some useful characters, some useful gear pieces. If you're still working on getting into or through DD6, there's some gear 18 uniques there. I think it's great.
Have you seen the list of all the characters in this store?
I have
them here.
That's you why. Have that someone, handy?
Well, gotcha. Someone posted that. Ray nearly posted a few days ago on Reddit. And there's a few characters at 1,000 of these tokens. Thing, Doctor Strange, Loki, Gwenpool, and Rescue, all at 1,000. Then at 2,500, Teen Loki, Infinity War Thor, Beta Ray Bill, and Korg. So Bifrost and Nowhere. And then we have two Secret Defenders, Hard Light and Photon at 3,500. We have the new Avengers, Tigra and Ronin, 4,500. And then we have some Pegasus characters, Mark II, Ironheart, and Darkhawk, both at 5,000. Based on that, are you going to go for any of those characters based on their cost, or is some of these more gear 18 pieces, or some of these uniques more appealing to you, or something else? These catalysts, I'm always out of these catalysts. This 500 is very, very cheap. So that might be a good value for some players, but what are you more leaning towards now that you've seen all the characters that people have seen in the store?
So I am interested in, as a non-spender who has already gotten through DD6 and I already have Big Boy Super Scroll. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in catalysts because I'm always short on those no matter what. I'm interested in key uniques because some of those I'm falling behind on. Like I've recently brought up a lot of people like Hammer Tech. I never thought that would be a thing. I'm like out of Hammer Tech now, which is crazy.
Is that the one for Spider Slayer?
The Slayer guy. Yeah, I believe Slayer, he's Hammer Tech. I've been trying to bring up new Pegasus. Warriors. Yeah, I've been trying to bring up new Warriors too. A little bit for CC. So I was actually bringing up my Gwenpool. She's Hammer Tech. So I'm like real low on Hammer Tech. I never thought that would happen.
But I'm out of Hammer Tech totally.
Yeah. So for me, I'm looking for key uniques like Hammer Tech and others. I'm really liking the Catalyst.
Osmium.
Like Osmium, whatever. And then some of the characters that are harder to get / not farmable right
you
now.
You already have Super Scroll. Are you going for any of these gear 18 pieces at all?
I'm not at this point, to be totally honest with you. I'm kind of just letting G18 come to me naturally because I already have Super Scroll. I'm just letting it come to me. I'm not spending gold anymore.
Still buying it in a store? Because even after I unlock Super Scroll, I'm still buying this stuff in the store.
I have been tempted to do that, but gold has been pretty tight for me. So I've actually stopped buying in the store, but I've been tempted to, but I've stopped. Wait,
are you hoarding your gold? Is that why it's so tight for you, Purple?
Yeah, I've hoarded too much.
Just spend it. Don't worry about it.
No. Yeah, I'm spending it. But yeah, there's certain characters like Darkhawk, Tigra and stuff that I'm picking up a couple shards here and there as I'm close, you know, certain characters I'm close to getting to the next star level. So I'm just grabbing a few here or there, seeing if I can get them up. That would be awesome. But that being said, if I was still going through DD6, the G18s are fantastic. They're excellent. It really helps. So I would say if you're not through DD6, you're still working on that. I think that's a great place. That uniques and then the catalyst, whatever you're short on to get into the next section, keep it moving. I think this is a wonderful store to help with that.
Yeah, I think I have similar recommendations. If I didn't have Super Scroll or I didn't have most of my Secret Defenders max, I would be focusing on Secret Defenders, maybe not so much new Avengers, but if you don't have these the Pegasus that you could beat the incursion raids or whatever you're in pretty easily with Sim. I would be focusing on them. But yeah, for me right now, and I would be buying his gear 18 pieces right now. But for me, mainly these uniques, probably not the catalyst, but maybe some of the character shards, like some Pegasus or new Avengers, just, you know, just spending the stuff. But yeah, I'm looking for uniques. All right, and in addition to a store, we also got some new incursion campaign chapters, which goes along with the event that's going on right now. How did you like these new incursion campaign chapters? Was it too difficult? Difficult enough? Did you just auto it?
I autoed it. But I have a pretty big roster. I seem to recall, though, some of these being a little bit, like, I'm looking at them right now in my game, and Incursion 6-2, I actually only have 2 out of 3 stars on. Not only did that once, I never went back and did it again for the auto win. But I don't remember what happened there, but, like, I can see some of this.
What team did I use? I'm not sure if it's going to show up.
I probably just got unlucky. Yeah. But
yeah, this, yeah.
Yeah,
I can see some of Eternals,
Yeah, I can see some with a smaller roster, maybe having, you know, having to think about the nodes a little bit or trying a couple times to get the good RNGs so someone doesn't die. For me, though, it was generally auto, but that's fine. I kind of accept that at this point in the game for my roster.
Now, for maybe not for you, because you have a lot of these characters maxed out, but for someone, maybe not a new player, but maybe a mid game or a later mid game players, you got some character shards in here that they may not have maxed out. Vol, Deathpool, back on these chapter 3. We have Zombie, Iron Man, Kang, Spider Weaver. Would you recommend newer players that don't have their roster more towards endgame try to farm more of these 7 red star for these characters, or going back for these character shards that they don't have complete yet? Because these are some pretty good characters. Kang, Weaver, Vol is very, very good. Deathpool is very, very good and required for Apocalypse. What would you recommend for late mid-game players?
That's a tough call. So I feel like ultimately, if you can get the reds to match the yellows that you have on these characters on important teams, raid teams, or whatever game mode you like, maybe it's New Warriors because you really love Crucible, I think that's probably the highest priority, is just to get those reds for those characters that you're using in game modes you care about to match the yellow stars. Probably thing one. But that being said, gold promos and silver promos and all of that have never been more plentiful than they currently are. So
I don't think I'm ever going to spend a silver promo ever again.
Ever again. Purple. I'm with
ever,
you.
Ever, ever, ever.
Yeah. So, you know, you can also just gold promo those characters up. So they're that. But I can understand someone farming a node, trying to get a team they really like, or, you know, they're having a little trouble with
Bifrost. It feels bad to buy one of these, though, right? I remember I bought Kang. And then, like, the next day I was pulling orbs and Kang popped up. And then I bought Kang, and then the next day I was farming this, and then it farmed it. And the same thing with Nick Fury. I got a diamond in Nick Fury, I bought him in the store, and then, like, within the next 2 days, I got a 7 Fury from this. So it always feels bad, but it feels like as soon as you buy it, then it's going to pop up in the store in this part.
Dude, and I know I'm playing a little bit of a different game than some people with the roster I have. I have so many gold promos that, like, I'm getting to the point where I'm just bringing up
minions,
almost random characters. Honestly, I know that seems silly, but I have so many of them. And
I was that way with my silvers. I'm not there with my gold.
Yeah,
but I will be one day.
But ultimately, though, you know, once you get those red stars and the teams that you care about, and they're there in line with your yellow stars, so you're getting the most power you can, this is a great way to farm character shards for important characters like your Vol, like your Kang. Zombie Iron Man is very good. You don't need him at higher stars.
I would probably, that's maybe based on Hela, but I'm a completionist. I'm farming every day because I want to finish this character.
It's still nice to have. Yeah. Like a Vol and then a Kang are probably the two that you want to go for. If by some chance you missed out on all those free Weaver shards, sure. If you did miss out on those, you probably, I don't know. But yeah, Vol
and Kang. Newer player is going to need those Weaver shards.
Yeah. And then they're probably not doing this difficulty of this anyway, so who knows.
All right, and just out of curiosity, what are you, as someone that has a pretty maxed out roster, what are you farming on a daily basis? Because for this event, you need to farm this. You got to farm several nodes. For what nodes are you going after? Bifrost, Rebirth, New Warriors?
This is going to sound ridiculous, and please don't roast me in the comments, viewers. The only character I need I needed Sabretooth to 7 red because I didn't have him. I got him farming that node the other day. And not that I really use them anywhere, occasionally in war for whatever, but not that it's super important. And then the one I'm working on now is Korg. Because Korg, I don't have 7 yellows on Korg, but I also don't have 7 reds, so I'm just farming that in hopes that maybe I get Korg.
So just
if I wasn't in the position.
Whatever, just to complete your roster. Is what you're doing
just to do for my roster because I'm missing it. That's it. It's not a big deal. If I wasn't, and you know, I had a quote unquote like normal account or whatever. I really love new warriors, and they're fantastic, and they're all basically farmable. So I'd probably do the new warriors thing and bring them up for CC because CC I love it and it's important to me. So that's a great note if you're into CC. If you're now that. Almost all of them. I think they might all be farmable now. Yeah, I think they're all farmable. Bifrost. I think the Bifrost node 6-9 is great. Yeah. That's an important raid team. I imagine they're going to be important for a long time. And then if you are into war, if you're into war, you can't argue with the nowhere team. Nice. War teams have a very long shelf life. I think you're going to get value out of this team for a very long time. If you're into war, if you're not into war, they practically have no value. But yeah, and hopefully maybe, you know, I was going to say, maybe you won't get Star-Lord Annihilation because he's where do off you, to replace.
Sorry, I got a question about Rebirth. Where do you place their value right now? They currently have some war bonuses, but they're a raid team that doesn't perform very well in Incursion 2 raids, and they are coming up on about a year as they've been useful, so they should be getting replaced very soon. Where do you place their value right now, though?
I would not very high for me. They are kind of they can be a rough team in war. We run into a lot of really big rebirths with Super Scroll in war, and they can be a very tough team to go up against. That being said, to your point, as far as raids, they are clearly falling off. Now I have Big Boy Super Scroll and I have to drop him in there in place of okay. I think I take out Agent Venom. That can work in the nodes, but Super Scroll is doing a lot of the heavy lifting. But at the end of the day, they're, you know, for higher level difficulties, whenever they come out, who knows if that's gonna keep kind of working, but I think the writing's on the wall for this team.
It doesn't even work now. It doesn't, unless you have Super Scroll, it doesn't even work now.
You need Super Scroll, yeah. But yeah, the writing's on the wall for this team. They're obviously on their way out. But we don't have another answer right now. So as always with these teams, I would build them up to the point where they're getting the job done for you, or as best you can get out of them without going too crazy, and just call it a day. The minimum viable investment you can put in this team is probably your best bet at this point. At this point in the game.
That's a good call. They're not that great in Incursion 2 raids, but they're the best that we got right now for the Incursion 2 raids. Lizard was in the game. I still haven't figured out how to get that purchase. I tried to do it on Amazon coins. I got screwed up and that screwed up the web store. I will purchase this character, but I don't have him yet. We were talking beforehand. You didn't purchase this character, but you cored out a lot of these orbs, so you have him. What was your impression of Lizard as you actually started using him?
So I have not yet used him. I run
just got the unlock.
I literally just got the unlock. I dropped some cores. I got him to 2 yellow, just the 45. I think I have an extra 7 shards on him, so I just barely got over the 45 to get him unlocked. But I actually run Superior 6 on defense. And so round 3, he came out
nasty for your opponents.
Yeah, it can be rough. You really need to take that team seriously. So he came out. My defense had already been set and round 3 had already started when he was released. So he didn't make it onto my defense team yet, but he will be. I'm going full Superior 6. I like them on defense. Now, they are an amazing offensive team. But I kind of struggle to find a great place to use them right now where they're not like total overkill. Like the places where I'm going to use them, they always feel like they're too much. And the places where I really need them aren't seemingly working out really well for people, specifically room 1.
All right. So Purple Sticky, what I'm hearing about this team, full Superior 6, Lizard, Spider Slayer are able to take out the Secret Defenders and Noir in room 1. What have you heard about this team? I haven't seen footage of it or anything like that. I haven't seen screenshots or anything. So they may have just been saying stuff on stream, but what have you heard about this team? And what have you seen any results, any screenshots or anything of this team?
I have seen one video of Superior Six, the full Superior Six team, going into a secret Defenders Noir team and won, and okay. they got destroyed.
Ooh.
That's what I've seen.
We're getting two different pieces of advice there. Now, was that what the footage you see? Was that a punch up, punch down, punch across? Where what was that?
I would have to double check. I'm gonna guess it was a little bit of a punch up. For
punch up, okay.
Almost certainly. Yeah, I don't remember the exact power level offhand, but ultimately, what ended up happening in that fight is that Noir got so much turn meter from all the buffs that they spawn with, especially all the ones the lizard puts out. He gets so much turn meter that he takes a bunch of turns in a row. His entire team assists because they're all strikers. You get a bunch of charges on Robbie and they just start lapping you turn wise and your team the team just falls apart. Now
that sounds horrible.
I've only seen one video of this, but it was pretty convincing. I haven't tried it myself, and I'm not saying maybe there's some way people can make it work, but this video was rough. Isn't that
what they were meant for? It seems like their kit was designed to take out secret defenders, but if you're not able to do that, that's disappointing.
Yeah, but the question is, did they test them against like a secret defenders noir, right? So the community pretty early on, some great minds, you know, realized, hey, this is a great way to get this rolling in room one. Was that ever tested?
Do you think the devs maybe put Doctor Strange in there instead of Noir and they designed a team around that?
I don't think they test these weird variants that we come up with. My guess is that it was probably full SD in there. So yeah, to your point, like the ultimate, right? I think he clears and copies all the buffs. So in theory, Lizard's going to go first because his passive lets him, his passive gives him 40%. I think it's turn meter or speed or whatever when they're Spider-Verse enemies. Black Cat's on the enemy team. He goes, clears all her stuff. Then Goblin goes. She no longer has death proof. So he's throwing the bombs. He's rewinding them and you get ahead of them, right? I think that's how it's supposed to work. The reality is you almost never see pure Secret Defenders in room one. You see stuff like Secret Defenders Noir. So if a Noir goes immediately and takes like 2-3 turns and the whole team's running trains and 1.5 of your characters or 2 characters are dead on your team before anyone gets to go, I just don't see that working.
Does it seem wasteful to put Echo in there? Because I know Masters of Evil Echo is what I use against that room, but if that works very well, I guess that frees up Superior 6 to beat another tough room, maybe a Super Scroll room or something like that. But do you think Echo's worth putting in that to chase that, or just go back to Masters of Evil with Echo?
People could try Echo. They could try Echo. I'm keeping these guys on defense myself. The community's smart though. There's a lot of incredible theory crafters out there, so maybe people can find a way to make an Echo comp work. I don't know.
It feels wasteful to not put a full Superior 6 on there though. It feels wasteful to throw Echo in there just to avoid the assists.
Yeah. Yeah. And also Superior Six are so good. They're so good on defense and so good against all kinds of different teams that like room one, if you can make that work with a team like an MOE Echo or a New Warriors Echo, which we know can work, it has its own problems.
Yeah.
Do you really want to use Superior Six there when you can get the job done with New Warriors Echo relatively reliably? I don't know.
I can now with the teams that I'm facing now, but I'm assuming once I face some bigger teams that combo might not work. I don't know. We'll see. Now, I was going to ask you about the value for Lizard, but a lot of that value depends on the awakened abilities for Green Goblin. With the campaigns that we have, the purchases that we have all these extra showcase events. This would have been very valuable to me, the opening event, with all this extra bio gear, but it's not as rewarding to me. And then this stuff here, the Superior Schemes, where if you have a full Superior Six at 5 yellow stars, gear tier 15, you could get the awakened ability for Green Goblin's ultimate. Gives them more charge. Do you think that any of the charge abilities or the awakened abilities for Green Goblin will make a difference in that fight against the Secret Defenders in room one? Or Secret Defenders Noir in room one?
I can only go off of the one video saw of this. And it was such a devastating loss that I witnessed that I have a hard time believing any awakened ability would have made any difference whatsoever. That's how bad it was.
That's disappointing. Because this is I was super excited for this team. And I'm still hyped about this team.
Yeah, I want to be clear too. Like, it was only one data point. It was one data point. I've only seen one video. I don't know. So if people have had other experiences, you know, and maybe they can let us know in the comments below. Maybe leave the power level of the team in there so we have some comparison and what the exact composition of Secret Defenders was and who they brought as a fifth.
Let us know in the comments. What are you doing with Superior Six on and Crucible right now? Because that leads to my next question for you, Purple Sticky. What are you doing with your Superior Six and Sinister Six, not just in Crucible, but what are you facing in War? And what are some of the best defensives that you beat in with either a hybrid combo of Superior and Sinister Six? Did you use them on offense previous to putting them on defense in Crucible? Or where are you using them in War?
So prior to putting them on defense, I did use them on offense in Crucible. They are complete overkill for Infinity Watch, but if you need to get through an Infinity Watch real bad, Superior Six will do that job real fast for you with efficiently. It's complete overkill and an absolute waste, but they will get the job done. I mean, they'll basically beat anything on offense more with the exception of like room one as far offense and CC, excuse me, with the exception of room one that I've seen so far. There's some scary teams like Black Order Quicksilver in three. They'll roll over that.
Scroll Black Order in room three.
I haven't used them on that, but I've seen that. Super Scroll into if you're running full Superior Six, or at least with Lizard on the team, he gives them a ton of buffs. So you run the risk of speeding up Super Scroll way too fast. And also when you get do the special from Doc Ock and you put all those stacks above. Right,
so not against the Secret Defenders though, in room one, and not against a Super Scroll in room three, but any place else, good.
Yeah, I think anywhere else you're pretty much going to roll through it. You just need to be careful against Super Scroll, honestly.
What about war? Where are you using these guys in war?
And war. So we have very specific, in my alliance, we have very specific counters of,
we're in a casual war lines. We get to do whatever the heck we want as long as we get our attacks in.
Yeah, I'm very jealous of that. No, I kind of get told what to do. They're great guys, though.
Come down to our level.
Yeah. So I think so far, I am not a war expert by any means. I kind of just do what I'm told. It's fine. They tell me what to use and I use it. I follow the sheet. That being said, so far...
What are some of your impressive wins that you've gotten?
I have done, they can probably be used for more than this, but I've been told and done successfully. I've used Sinister Six / Superior Six against very large New Avengers and very large Infestation, and they bulldoze both of those. Nice. We're talking like 2 million plus, like very clean win.
Wow.
Infestation and Nowhere. They are they're fantastic. So almost always.
What team did you use in war for that? Because I'm thinking you could actually make two teams now that Blizzard's here. Is it better to make one team that's just the most dominant team, or is it better to get two pretty good teams?
Right now, I don't know. That's a tough call. People have to kind of make that decision for their alliance.
What is your alliance telling you to do? What are you doing?
My alliance has us using one team, and we float people in and out. We swap people in and out depending on what we're going up against.
Gotcha.
So like you don't really need her, I don't think, but like they like me bringing in Electro as a fifth when we go up against New Avengers, because Electro can rip through that Tigra when she has all the buffs.
Mm.
They really like against Infestation, I believe it is Vulture, Mysterio, and then I don't know if the fifth really matters. I think it's Kraven, Doc Ock, and Goblin. Okay. It's almost always Doc Ock, Goblin, Vulture? And then it's like, and then we kind of piece it in from there. Vulture's often in there too, yeah. It's like Doc Ock, Vulture, Goblin, and then the last two is kind of like whatever makes sense for the team we're going against, or even just power level of the characters that you have, really.
You probably wouldn't be bringing in my Shocker then.
I think Shocker's probably pretty good, but
61k Shocker though.
Well, maybe not your Shocker, but
I'm talking about my Shocker, not Shocker.
Yeah, not your general. Shocker now. Okay. No. But right. Hey, if you did bring Shocker, doesn't he summon Rhino then? Imagine the size of that rhino you'll get.
Oh, that would, yeah, basically, because it's based rhino. On Ock, not yeah. based on size. Right, exactly. That's not the worst thing, but I kind of like the thing that Shocker does.
Oh, Shocker crushes, man. He's like, no joke there.
Well, Doc Ock Shocker, because it's based on my Doc Ock, not based on my actual Shocker. All right, anyway, let's talk about Green Goblin. he had his event end and no stars were added to the store. Do you think they're holding them off on purpose like they held off with Black Cat's awakened abilities? Do you think they got bothered with all the freezing and other stuff that's going on in the game and they're like, oh, they're scrambling to figure this out? Why do you think we don't have stars in the store for Green Goblin? Or maybe it's because diamonds weren't choose. What is the delay with this one? Because usually, like right after the event, or sometimes even during the event, we get the stars added to the store. So why do you think they delayed this time?
I don't know. I hate to say maybe they forgot.
They could have, right?
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, like, maybe, I honestly don't know. Like, I want to say, like, I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to, like, give Diamond some time to breathe or something before they add him in. But, like, it's just one character, like, going in there. It's not like, I honestly have no idea. I don't know what they're waiting for.
Here's what I would have thought that the delay during the event. Because, you know, somehow some people are going to get stars for the Scourge character or the Trial character during the event. I guess they didn't want people purchasing that. That makes sense. I'm not sure why they didn't do it after the event ended, though. So that's the mystery.
Guess is mine, yeah.
All right. Well, we got another Farmville character coming in Ms. Marvel Hard Light sometime during the week. Last week, we had a new character. We had Photon added on a Thursday. Do you think Ms. Marvel is going to the raid store today or sometime later? I mean, this is supposed to be the battle plan through December 8th, which is tomorrow. So do you think she's going in today or tomorrow to the raid store?
I'm going optimistic and saying today. Let's go. Let's get her in there.
I think you're right on that one. All right. Well, you probably will know by the time you're watching this video, though, because by the time I edit it, it'll probably be out already, and you'll know if she's there today.
I'm excited for this, too. That's a great addition to the raid store, man. She's great.
How far away from the 7-star are you?
Oh, I have to check. They have been oddly generous with Secret Defenders. Do you kind of feel the same way? Like,
I think they've been oddly generous with characters in general since they introduced Diamonds. I think that was one of the good effects of Diamonds was characters are being more farmable. And they've held to their word, just saying that, you know, we're going to get all these characters at full stars by 6 months.
Yeah.
I'm pretty close with all my secret. I did buy a lot of offers and stuff.
Yeah.
Cyber Monday and Black Friday.
I'm 40 out of 300, so I'm going to be opening up a lot of raid orbs for her.
We have the Nova Trials. They were supposed to come back early this week. Well, they're not going to come back to the 14th of December, sometime next week. Where will he have his awakened abilities when this comes back? I think that was the big question that I had. Do you think he'll have his awakened abilities now that they're available for sale with elite raid credits, or they're not going to be here?
I
don't think that question made sense, but I think you get what I was saying.
I don't think
I said that question correctly.
I got you. I'm going to say that they're not going to be in there because they want us to want these credits. What are they called? The elite raid credits. Yeah.
I think
they want us to be spending those and wanting to earn those and having to choose strategically where we spend them in the store. So I'm going to say that they're not in there because they want us to use these elite raid credits. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, I'm going to be the optimistic one this time and say it will be in there when it comes back on the 14th. It'll be exactly the same. And hopefully the points match up because there was some screw up with the points the last time it returned. Let's talk about Nova himself. Is this character worth building up right now? I think the big thing that this team was for was obviously for war. You have a lot of good war teams now. And one of the other things that they were made for is the Black Cat Trials. Now the Sinister Six got reworked. We don't need to build up nowhere for the Black Cat Trials. You could just use Sinister Six. Is Nova worth building now?
I really like Nova. I find Nova to be very useful. I like Nova a lot, man. If you're into war, build nowhere. Because they're going to be around.
That was my second question. I would separate the two because Nova, I think, is very good. Outside of war, not a lot of value anymore. But I think there is a reason to build Nova nowhere, only if you're really into war.
Yeah, 100%. And even with the full nowhere team, I think you can probably get away without Star-Lord Annihilation or a lower level Star-Lord. He's just not that, honestly, he's not that good. I hate to say it. Like,
I win my battles without him most of the time anyway, because maybe I haven't placed wrong.
When you're doing some serious tough teams with them, like different comps, you're oftentimes dropping him for another character in certain counters. He's the first one to go from the team. So, but in general, nowhere are going to have long-term value in war. They're very good in war. War teams have a long shelf life. Build nowhere if you care about war. Maybe you can let Star-Lord Annihilation slip a little bit. If you're not that into war and you just care about Crucible, just Nova. Because Nova is a fantastic plug-and-play character. You can use him on a lot of different teams as just a character that goes in. It's strong as heck. Stun on the opening ability. He can flip positive effects. The ultimate, the barrier for the team, is super nice. If you get a kill on that, it's a permanent kill. If you're bringing certain counters into Super Scroll teams, Nova spawns with, I don't think, any buffs, if memory serves. So you're not speeding up Super Scroll too much. He has a lot of plug-and-play value in Crucible. I really like him. I don't regret my investment whatsoever.
I like my investment in him also. He was very helpful in Dark Dimension 6. One of the few legendaries that make a big difference in the game mode, because he's a current legendary. Yes. But just to piggyback on your thoughts on Cosmic Crucible, I use him every single day in Cosmic Crucible and always on different, well, not always, but a lot of times on different teams, because he is that good of a plug and play character. So
yeah.
Same. Build Nova, maybe not nowhere. But let's move on. I don't think this was announced publicly, but I think yesterday these came back. Cosmic Crucible replays. Did you even know that these were back?
I did, only because I saw the ping from the Envoy server. I just happened to see that. So that's
like I
said,
I don't think this was announced publicly. I think this was just the Envoy server like, hey, they're back. You go here into your war replays. They're back. You could even see the defense. Now, I don't think you could see the defense until you finish the whole matchup. Like, you can't see the score until you finish the whole matchup. Yep. But you can go look at the replays. That's good. What does this mean for effectiveness in Cosmic Crucible? Now that you can see how your opponents beat you, you can see what mistakes you might have made in your own battles. What difference is this going to make?
I love this. I think it's awesome. I understand why some people don't want this, but I think it's great. I think more information is better. It puts a little bit more of an even playing field. Like, listen, the people that are watching this video and watching us hanging out on Twitch with us doing Cosmic Crucible and playing the game, they're really dialed in, right? They see the attacks, they see what's working, how things are played out.
Yeah.
Maybe this might just help your average Joe that just plays the game, and maybe they can look and be like, I had no idea that team worked here. How does that work? Like, I think it's super cool. I think more information is better. I'm into it because I do the CC videos for YouTube and when we do the wrap of what's going on and on stream.
So easy to make videos with this replay for content creation. This would be so much easier. Fun.
When they have a tight fight and they barely got through, we're like, oh dude, let's go take a look and see what happened. Like, where did it all go wrong? It's super exciting. I do wish, listen, I'll take the wins that we can get. I do love this. I wish we could see the combat cancel ones too, because I think there's a lot of data that can be gleaned. If they combat cancel, you can't see it, but
I don't think I had any. So
yeah, I'll take what I can get. At least the completed attacks we can see. It's better than nothing, but I think this is a great addition.
Okay. So what you said, there were some people that aren't in favor of this. What would be the argument against this? Because I know the war replays, the argument was, oh, so our opponents can't see what we're doing. This, you, there's a lot of videos out there. There's a lot of counterattacks, and you don't see this until after the trial has ended. So what would be the argument against this?
Yeah, I don't think the argument's too strong against this. I've occasionally seen people be like, listen, I don't want people to know how I did this, or the super secret team I like to use, the counter I like. I think that's relatively few and far between, to be honest. And once you can see it, the match is done.
Sticky, I think in week one and week two of a new Crossing Crucible season, there's a lot of secrets. People are trying out different things. As you get to week three and four, I don't think there's a lot of secrets and things that the community doesn't know at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. No, I think it's great. I'm glad they're here.
Yeah, I am too. I don't see the downside of this. Now, the other question I had, did war replays come back? Because some people were saying that they were, some people said that they weren't. I have a war in progress right now, so I can't see any replays. But were you able to look in your thing and see what is going on in war, if this is also in war? Because the announcement in the Envoy chat just said Crucible.
Yeah, the Envoy chat just said Crucible. I asked my chat today on Twitch. They said that in war, you can see your alliance's attacks. That's what they said.
That's what everyone is asking for, because the problem was with the defense. They see what your opponents are doing to you, but you could see what your own alliance mates are doing. That's great. That's what everybody wanted to bring back.
Unless my chat lied to me, it wouldn't be the first time they did. But I'm going to trust them on this.
Let me know in the comments because it looks like both of our chats gave us different information about the Secret Defenders.
But no, I had a war start right as we started filming this, so I haven't been able to check myself. But yeah, chats telling me. We can see him. So
I was trying to check this before we started recording, and we were in war prep. So there was that 2-hour window. I was like, I can't see it. I can't see it. Now we're recording. We're in a war, so I still can't see it. All right. So yeah, let me know if you can, if you are able to see all the replays. If it's defensive replays, that is awesome, because that your attack replays, not the defensive replays. That was awesome. All right. Next, we got some updated raid orb contents, and this is a good thing. I think it went live earlier this week. It said, rounding out the updates for the orb content updates, blue, purple, and orange orbs we updated with improved to drop quantities in a large increase in catalyst parts for purple, orange raid orbs. And the teal elite orb will also have its gear tier 16 mini nix drop rate double in the right pillar. Did you notice this at all?
I opened
a bunch of orbs and I didn't notice a lot. Let's go to the right pillar. Yeah, I mean, the gear drops they look good. I guess they were... What is the mini uniques? The mini uniques? I don't see any mini uniques. I see catalysts here.
The mini uniques are like the two little right pieces. Pillar. The bottom one? Yeah, those, right?
These are mini uniques?
Yeah, right?
Oh, I thought when I said mini uniques, they were referring to like the astral energy or the osmium or something.
No, I think those are just the
uniques.
This
is what they're afraid of? Oh, that's...
These are the minis, right?
Oh, my goodness. This is disappointing. All right.
It's kind of whatever. I think this is less for us, though, and it's more catch-up mechanic. This is for these
other orbs, right? The blue, it's purple, for the new orange. Players. Right? Yeah, that's what it's for. It's not for the two orbs. That's just a little tiny bonus.
I didn't notice it, but I opened these in bulk, and I'm not really in a market for those G16. Like, I don't see those mini uniques and be like, oh, yeah, I got that. Like, I don't care at this point, but
I'm more excited for the catalyst in those in those elite orbs.
Yeah definitely. Yeah, give me as many focus and health catalysts as I can get, but this is awesome for newer accounts. Get them to the end game faster, let them progress their rosters. I think it's a great welcome change.
I mean, blue and purple, just like triple all of those in those orbs, because that's for new players, that's not for end game. I mean, even orange at this point, triple all three of these, and that'll be good. This is a large quantity, and I'm not sure how much it increased by, but yeah, just big for the catch-up mechanic. And that is it for this week, Purple Sticky. It is always a pleasure having you on the news. Is there anything I forgot, though, that we didn't discuss? It seems like a little lighter for this news week than some of the previous weeks.
No. Listen, I don't think there's anything we forgot. I think at the end of the day, though, sometimes no news is good news. So, you know, these tend to run even longer than this one, it's generally because the game's on fire. Bugs, we're complaining about bugs,
freezing. Yeah.
So I'll take it. Listen, we have our issues, but I think generally the game's in a pretty good place right now, and I'm having fun. There's always room for improvement, but I'm having a good time, man. And thank you as always for having me on, brother. It's always a pleasure.
I wish I could have had you on more, but you got, you know, more important stuff to deal with. But yeah, I think Cerebra said it best on your previous point. If you look at this game, is it better than it was 6 months ago? And I would say for a while, my answer is yes. Now, last year, there was a bunch of times I messaged Cerebro, like, remember when you said that? Yeah, the game's not better than it was 6 months ago. It's worse than it was 6 months ago. But this year, and especially since the Player's Voice wrote their letter, I think it's been getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I think that road ahead gave us some things to be excited about, too. So yeah. I think there's good stuff coming. Well, you know. I'm excited.
Some new game modes. Hopefully they iron those things out and they get it all settled. But that is it. Anything else you got coming up on your channel? Anything else you got coming up for you, Purple Sticky?
No, just hanging out over on YouTube and Twitch, Purple Sticky. You can catch me there if you want to kick it and make fun of me and watch me do CC stuff and mess up. Come on over. We'd love to have you.
And watch them win in room one, especially... I don't know. I was going to try to make an absorbing man joke, but I can't think of anything good. So yeah.
Why does everyone always drop me from the team? I don't understand.
I drop Ultron. I don't drop you anymore when I put an Echo in there. So you're still on the team, Purple.
That's why you're my favorite, Valley.
All right. Thank you, guys. And as always, if this video did provide you some value, leave it a like. It is free for you, and it helps out the channel tremendously. And if you want to see what are the best characters to upgrade with your dark promotion credits, make sure you check out the video up there. I'll see you guys next time. Are you ready for a Hulk fist bump, Purple?
I'm always ready. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Hulk fist bump, Valley Fly, Purple Sticky. Out. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.